Hell no.
Motherfucking Shiesty Lotto, my nigga. Shiesty Mulatto in here. Jesus shit. Shiesty Lotto.
This nigga got the most nicknames out of all of us, bro.
My nigga Shiesty Lotto.
What you talking about, nigga?
Welcome to the hot box,
scrubs.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pat. Introduce the episode.
Real episode.
Motherfucking Shiesty Lotto introducing the episode. Go ahead, baby boy. Come on, baby. Brr, nigga, all that. Oh my God. Go ahead, Pat.
What was that, episode 3?
Yeah, let's do it like this.
To be different, I do the impossible. You can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. I dare to be different, I do the impossible. You can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. Decision, permission.
What's good? Welcome to the Hot Box Chronicles. You already know what it is. It's DJ Show Up, a.k.a. Dink.
It's your boy Nature Boy.
Yep. Shiesty Lotto. He said Patty Mayonnaise, nigga. Shiesty Lotto.
Milky Mulatto.
Yo.
In the building here.
Shiesty milk, you already know. Brr. Big brr.
Drinking Red Bull.
No, Red Bull. Oh, woo. Boy, you talking about funny?
That was funny. I'm sorry, Pat. I had to get that laugh.
You were silly, bro.
I had to get that laugh, and I'm sorry. That was a ring-a-ding. That was a ring-a-ding. I'm sorry.
What's going on, man? How y'all feeling now?
You know, feeling great. Several. Can't complain. Vegas next week. Can't complain.
Vegas next week?
Factuals.
I'm like, you not go. It's safe off when I feel.
It's out there waiting for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm trying to get a little couple of sports betting. Get a couple of dispensaries. Get lit. Bada bam, bada boom, you know.
I know you're going on your little antro. Speaking of the little bet shit, you sure you want to do the bet after, you know what I'm saying? They not paying motherfuckers? I'm just saying.
Bro, I don't know. I ain't had that problem. I made my $4 bet. I got the 800 with no problems. Straight to me with no problems. You know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, that is light money, but shorty, bro.
I probably
don't know out here in the world. You dig what I'm saying? Yo, shorty won $3 mil on the little slot joints. Slot game.
Where at, though?
At the MGM. Where they get the bread?
You know, MGM is in most places. You got Jersey, Vegas.
No, she out there. Hold on. Look at the place. Let me get it right.
Jeez, shit, because I'm going to Vegas. I don't need her to be fucking up where I'm going. I'm not saying she fucking up, but I don't need them fucking up my money and shit. If I hit the motherfucking jackpot, they tomorrow, they ain't paying me.
Fact.
It's about to go chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
All up in there.
You feel me? And my nigga Mike Lyre words, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Stop playing with me.
Somebody was a glitch.
But yeah, that ain't
it was glitched to 1 million. I need all that.
Facts, bro.
That's how I feel. No lie, they can see that they got the system software that show all that. No lie.
Bro, no, but speaking of that, I'm gonna get the place. Well, yeah, on that shit, right? So shorty won $3 mil, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even want to pay shorty. They talking about giving shorty $100,000. Just, you know what I'm saying, until they figure their investigations out, which is bullshit. They don't even want to pay shorty because they were talking about, like, she rigged the game and all that type of shit, bro.
Wow.
Yeah. But she went and got a lawyer and shit, right? Lawyer, somehow he got, a handbook or some shit. And he went like, nah, my nigga, y'all got to pay my client type shit. Because right here in your book, it's saying these machines are supposed to be checked daily. You know what I'm saying? After every shift. So how the fuck is she just...
It said Detroit. She was in Detroit.
Thank you, sir. Detroit.
Oh, she in Detroit, but she the hoods of the hoods.
Fact.
Yeah, but they gonna pay this bitch. They gonna pay her $100,000 to shut the fuck up.
No, no, you not.
And
no,
then and then pay, if somebody,
first, nobody finna pay me to shut up when it's my money. $1 million. If you tell me I gotta wait, I need 50%.
No, it's three.
Well, $3 million,
three
them, I gotta wait.
Yeah, it's three of them things.
I need 50%.
It's three of them things.
I need 1.5, and I know they got it. I need 1.5. I know you got it. Don't even play me. Call me when the other 1.5 hit. I need that half. Stop playing.
No.
But now they do got proof she rigged that machine. That's a federal offense.
She did.
No, I'm just saying. But, we don't know that because we wasn't there. Okay. I'm just saying if she. I'm just saying if she that, did rig that machine.
Right, right, but they gotta prove it.
That's what I'm saying. Now,
right
they
now,
they can't. That's a hefty charge.
Right now. It's cut and dry, like Shorty ain't did shit.
Okay.
She just went there 5 different days, you know what I'm saying, and played this one machine.
Shit, 5 days in a row.
Facts. she like Buddy said, like Mike said, I'll do it. You think about the one more the slot machine, move and let another nigga hit? Nah.
But now that you say that dude sound crazy, son, I ain't gonna hold you, B.
5 days in
that
a
I
row.
Go, you go 5 days in a row to the same machine, all of a sudden the jackpot swing your way? That dude sound crazy, B. That work like that.
What if you went to the next? What, okay, you know what I'm saying? What
that did, sound iffy that you say what, like that?
But what if you
that's
went,
iffy.
But what if you went on that fifth day to a new machine and Shorty sat right next to you on the machine, you get bing, and no 3 million bang don't hurt.
Nah, son, that's.
But you won't, no.
Well, but, yeah, okay, yeah, that but I'm just saying.
But you never know, like.
Yeah, that's what I said, but I said that's iffy.
So, you like, this lady done put, I don't know. You put.
Nah, it happens. Don't get me wrong. It do happen. People don't keep going to the same machine.
I know that.
But, you know, it's just like. It, you know what plays a factor in this? Age. How old is she? That's what's going to play the factor.
Page,
that's going to play the factor. How old is she?
She wasn't no young lady. You dig what I'm saying?
If she's 50 and up, I don't think she's jigging the machine.
It didn't say how old she was.
If she said anything 35 and down, she might have been jigging, boy. She might have rigged that motherfucker, boy. I'm just saying. That's something to think about. Shit.
I'm just saying, though, nigga. I'm
you don't like working for Luther's janitorial but shit. But half a jackpot.
4 days straight, though. You don't quit.
A glitch.
5 days straight.
But no, I'm just saying, though.
It's not on her.
Just say 4 days straight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You if don't play this machine. You know you don't put, every day, you don't put over $3,000 in this bitch.
Yeah, but I'm just, son, come on. I ain't going to hold you, my nigga.
Man, come on.
I ain't going to hold you. When you're in Vegas, you go to some high limits, son. I'm telling you, I seen a dude with $10,000 on his hand just feed him shit. $50 roll. Trust me. I'm here to tell you. That's what I said. Now, I ain't gonna lie. Like, how they see, they might be looking like, yo, that looks scammy. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, that do sound scammy. Because, like, you came in 5 days and all of a sudden they're paying for you? We have millions of people fly back here and they're not paying for them. So it's like, it's just something to think about. But now, if they do prove it was a glitch, they gotta pay off. But now they find out she's scamming.
Oh, that's on her ass.
That's 10 to 15 easy.
I'm on her side, though.
Off a game.
I'm on her side. Pay the lady her money, bro.
Yeah, facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm with all the
people. I'm on her. Pay her money.
Pay all the people
you
what
can't
they
say,
need.
Bro, I know they have it. You dig what I'm saying?
Like I said, I that's know a, they have
what?
I know. No, trust me. I know MGM have it. Ain't fooling me.
Thank you.
No, trust.
Then y'all just host
gambling bets, online bets. They got it all.
Thank
I know
you.
What's up. They ain't fooling me. Trust and believe that.
Play me. Pay that lady the whole money, man. Go on and watch today. You don't scam the nigga out of, you don't scam the whole city out of 10 million. But you can't pay that one lady three. You stop playing with
and
me.
And it's way more than that.
Facts.
So 10 million is way more than 10. I'm
being
old.
That's just being light, nigga.
They pushing that billion mark.
That's just being light. That's just the people in your city. We ain't talking about the travelers. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We just talking about the residents. How about that?
The locals.
Facts.
The locals.
You don't scam all these ones. You don't scam $1 million a year all these people. You talking about you can't pay one? Come on, man.
Somebody,
that's BS.
I shut that bitch down.
Facts.
What?
Facts.
Why are you holding everybody up for my $3 million?
Like, Nino and this bitch, we taking over.
What? For my $3 million, these motherfuckers ain't going no place. What you mean?
So get your little security.
You know
bond,
you can go to jail. It'll cost me $40,000 to bond out. I got $3 million. I'm still in the game.
And get what? Bitch, I ain't got no weapon,
tripping.
So I know I'm getting
Johnny
the
Cochran wasn't even $3 million.
You heard me?
I'm gonna be good.
You heard me, bro? And I know I ain't got a weapon. I'm just using my voice.
What?
So I know I'm going home.
I need my money. I'm John Q and these
motherfuckers. Give me my shit, bro.
Yo.
No, you not gonna play me.
Huh? I will not leave my money. My money will not leave me.
You took that about
the yo. Yo.
Girl, what, like,
son, especially right. If you go in there with your last dollar, you down on life, you gonna tell me I ain't gonna walk away with a female?
How you like my nigga? When you
they must relax from
you
that.
You pull though. That little level, and your shit ran across there. Boom, the jackpot hit your shit, and you seen them $3 million pop up on the screen. How are you trying to keep your composure, keep letting everybody?
So I know she was in there like, oh Jesus, oh sweet God, God done bless me, baby. Oh Jesus, oh no, I gotta call Stacy and tell her about this. Oh my God, $3 million. She hit the service button. Hello, ma'am, how may I help you? I just hit the jackpot. No, that's a glitch. Glitch? Glitch? God ain't making no motherfucking glitch, baby. Get this shit, man. What? I know, yo.
Stop playing.
Yo, facts, I know she was lit in that motherfucker, boy. Stop playing.
What? You can't tell me.
She was an older sister, too? An auntie or grandma? Son, stop playing. She ain't leave there. Son, stop. Did say she was black or white? Because you know that comes into play with a lot of things.
Yeah.
You don't say? What's her name? You don't say her name?
Well, hey, can you guys just wire it to my account? You know, no.
Nah, it's on the news. I believe she black. I believe black lady carried that.
Yeah, they ain't giving them a call.
She couldn't send her nephew up there to shut shit down? I'm going to go ahead and get Fox involved. Where the fuck my money at? No love.
We're going to take
100
and get the pamphlet back.
He going to shit
those. Start
this
down.
Shit up.
What?
Like what?
It's not a thing about
ain't nobody in the store, ain't nobody in the city gonna make another dollar till she
gets. What?
Facts, nigga, you
MGM be shut down, boy. I'm here to tell you, MGM, we've been on a standoff for going on 2 weeks about facts. The $3 million.
Bitch,
is it serious? I would've fucking gambled. Ma'am, you want to go in there with them? No, I don't. It's crazy.
Give me your dollar. I'll put the machine. You
feel me? Look, this is what we're going to do. Cash at me what you want. They got the ATMs in here. Fact. I'll play what you need. Other than that, nobody coming out talking to 3 men.
Ain't nobody playing. She in the
hills. I need these 3 men. Sir, do you have any other demands? No.
Just pay me.
You feel me? Y'all done lied about the 40 acres and the mule. I seen the number pop up on the screen. Give me my money.
Nigga sit still and send out reparations.
You better get Biden involved.
No, something ain't right.
Look, I need me.
This is a $1 billion industry, bitch. I know you got $3 million on you. Come on. Stop playing.
All the facts.
You can borrow it from your peoples. This ain't the only branch. Y'all got plenty more branches out here.
Sir, you know this is against the law. First of all, you must relax. I need this $3 million.
You must relax.
Yes, I need this $3 million. What you mean? You must relax. I need this $3 million. First of all.
What Mike Epps say? $60 million worth of
motherfucking
loyalty. Boy. Nigga, I'm insane. What?
I'm beyond insane. What? I don't blame you, too.
I'm just going to be the coolest I need my money you can be, bro. Because I'm real.
Bro.
I'm already gonna
look. Son, I'm at that machine. I'm sitting there. That number hit first and foremost. You know, I gotta hit the 360 to make sure nobody else seen it but me.
Facts, nigga. I don't need nobody on my shoulder.
All right, boy. I'm gonna hit collect this ticket. All right, let me get that deep. The little ticket gonna slide up out of
here. Facts, let me get up out of this.
Nah, remember she said it glitched, so I hit the ticket. Come on. I hit through me and ain't coming out. I'm talking to the machine. Don't do this. Come on. Come on, don't do this. Come up out of there.
Fuck up out of here. I stay looking over shoulder.
You know, flagging them down. You know, bring him in close. I just hit the machine.
That shit going on a car.
Not in Vegas, it don't.
Oh.
You get a receipt. Unless you know, at that specific, if you seen that, if you staying at that hotel, yeah, then you get, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on?
Yeah, son. But I'm like, yo, lean in for a second. He'll lean in. Look, I just hit the jackpot. You feel me? For a substantial amount of money. And he's not putting out the ticket. He hit me with the. Well, sir, no, them numbers is wrong because the system glitch. First and foremost, I know you're lying, but don't play with me. But I'm going to throw your motherfucking head through the screen. Don't play with me. Don't do that. I done put 200 in here. I spun 400 times. When I was losing, it didn't glitch.
Facts.
As soon as I hit the jackpot, the diamonds are lined up. That's jackpot. It said that before I sat down. Are you going to tell me glitch? No, get your manager.
You got the jackpot times 10.
Do you like your job?
Jackpot times 10.
What?
Nigga, come on. What? You got to pay me.
This is progressive. I've been here for the last 3 hours.
But
what? You know, do you like your job, sir? Sir, why do you ask? Because you about to goddamn lose to play with me.
Don't worry about it. I'm about to be a partner. You hear me? I'm about to be a partner.
What? I'm here to tell you. But here kind of manager. Sir, what seems to be a problem? Your employee in the machine seems to be a problem. He's talking about a glitch. And this time, I threw me and that ain't trying to get me. Something wrong. Well, as far as right now, we're low on money in the back, so it is a glitch. First of all, first of all, it's supposed to say 3,000. 3,000?
Time out. So, nigga, it's about 500 niggas in here in this one area. And you talking about what? No, wait. No, you wait, sir. You wait. What? You're not about to do this right now.
Money all on the floor.
Now, with the... Look, this
you're like, well, it's a glitch. We can't give you that. What we'll do, we'll just give you 100,000 for now. And when we get it on the back end, we hold you down. I'm like, I hit him with this shit right here. So, how many exits is out? Because this looks like I'm about to chain all of that equipment. Nobody's going home.
Get 100,000.
Go ahead and get you a chair, a couch. This shit is me right now. So, I get this 3 million. This is my casino. Yo, lock everything down. No games played.
You guys over there in the little, what, the little calf area? Hey, y'all keep that shit rolling. Y'all keep everybody hungry. Like,
what?
Like, you gonna give me no 100,000? I'm finna get 100,000 worth of chains and locks.
What? And I'm petty with it. I just seen little Laura, the white lady, go over there and get that 400 million. You better make you get my money. Stop playing with me.
Not to mention, bro, I know you lying. Come on, little Iranian dude. This nigga won 100,000 early today. Y'all paid him in cash. No, nigga.
And then ask him if he want to borrow the million. I know you got it. Stop playing. I'm
gonna get you little 3 men in black in my suitcases and walk me out this door.
Hit the little.
In fact, stop playing with me.
The house in the sky reporting a little situation on the floor level. Like, well, stop playing with me. What? It ain't what I'm saying. It won't be safe for you.
Facts.
That's all.
And I'm just doing with the. Bro, this how you know it's here. You know how niggas do the prayer hand? They be talking with the prayer hands. I'm like, look here. Let me tell you something.
Trying to stretch their fingers.
They be like, let me tell you.
Like,
I'm trying.
You playing with fire right
now. I'm
there.
Trying to be nice. Like, with the kindness of my heart.
You feel me? And the hand never separated. The hand together the whole time. Like, what you're not understanding is, my guy, like, it will get real.
Facts.
Like, and I'm keeping my hands together because I'm praying that God stop me from taking them apart. Like, what?
I'm here to tell you something.
And see, the bullshit is, I know y'all gonna try to drip, like, get y'all a little cut in anyway, because y'all the house.
Oh, you know
now,
that.
Bitch, I need all my three, and bitch, don't touch nothing.
Mm-hmm. You know that.
In fact, don't touch nothing. Touch and see what happens.
But yes, yes. How, other than that, my brothers, you know, Pat, but Pat, what you been up to? Because you know, you be mighty quiet.
Just chilling.
Out here slaving on that plantation. Mm-hmm.
Hell no, I had a week off.
Oh, this nigga got a week off. He in the game. He sitting back relaxing.
Vacay.
I go back Monday.
I know, that's right. Look, get them days off, boy. Don't let them work
you. What you gotta do, sir?
So, y'all been watching the news? Y'all been watching TV?
I don't watch.
Y'all heard about your boy Ronnie O'Neal? The one that killed his wife and his handicapped daughter?
Oh, yes, sir. I heard about it. I heard about this guy on social
media. And he represented himself?
Yeah, I heard about him on
social media.
The nigga's
clowning.
That dub? I had to look that bullshit up. Because I'm like, bro, he's a whole dub. The shade tree, I mean, the shade room is not posting this dumbass nigga. Like, this got to be somebody clowning, bro. But no, it actually was him doing that dumb. I'm like, okay, sir.
Uh-huh. He went. Let me tell you how dumb he is. First of all, he represents himself. First of all, they need to go ahead and fry him. Go ahead and send him to the back of the electric chair. Put him on the shocking couch.
I'm not.
Shocking couch. Move from electric chair to the shocking couch. I'm here to tell you, he needs to die. Forget what y'all talking about. He just killed his wife and his daughter. Like, he needs to go.
And she handicapped.
Thank you. My thing is,
this what you should do, bro.
He represented himself.
You should pour water all on that nigga floor, right?
You saw on the floor?
Yeah. And when he step on the floor, they should take that shock shield and hit the ground with it. Gamer.
Throw his ass off the tallest building. What
that
you mean?
Tallest tier. If it's two floors, bitch, that's a short fall. But hey, head first, you can make it.
Looks. I'll be like, look, you know what I'm saying? Since this is a thing with you ain't killing kids, we gonna let you feel me? With the hand skillet, you ain't killing kids and killing your wife, we're gonna put you in a cage full of rats and let them eat on you just for the rest of your life.
You know what you should do? You should take all the little badass kids that's in the alternative schools.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he at, you should go right to that alternative school. Badass kid.
And then he'll whoop his ass.
Yes, sir.
All day. Tie him up. Just nonstop until he died. Because what had me, he really called up his son and was like,
No, you
good morning, son.
Put them in that restraint chill.
Hello, Dad.
They get straight body shots. I'm talking about all the little kids.
No, you gotta let. Nah, the kids long. Ain't gonna be showing up for the body shots. You gotta give them all bats.
Day. All day.
Give them bats and let them swing. I get the elementary kids, hang them upside down, let them kids go ahead.
With the wolf bats?
Wolf bat? No, I give them a little wooden bats or metal bats and tell them.
No, fungos.
And look, blindfold them. Bust the pinata.
Oh.
And I'm dropping the music of the Barney on them. Bust the pinata.
It's always that one guy.
Who's one of them gonna get that 360 turn and swing? Bang!
Somebody gonna be like,
what?
I'm finna get my A-Rod on.
They need to stone his ass.
My Jason Giambi right now. What? Smack some shit.
What?
Not give me my Mark McGuire on. Facts, stop bro. Playing. No lie. But yeah, he called his son. They ain't gonna have the nerds call to get his son involved. Good morning, son.
Hello, Dad.
Hey.
This weird motherfucker said, did you see me kill your mother? He said, no. That nigga looked like he won. He was like, did I hurt you? Yes, you did, Dad. That nigga turned around so fast. Oh, he told on me. He's telling on me. Yes. I'm glad the little boy told the truth.
He's
on
doing
you.
The right thing.
You feel me? Yes, he is doing the most wonderful thing.
And for everybody out there, no, that is not snitching.
And then the boy said, right you stabbed me and tried to set me on fire. How was that not harming me?
That's telling.
He said, I love you, son. No. What? No. Them words shouldn't even come out your mouth. You're just off half the family. You don't know. Don't say that to me.
First of all, if love make you stab one of the same nigga on fire, I don't want love anyone.
No, he shot me.
No, I'm talking about the son.
Oh, yeah,
facts. I love you, son. No, nigga, you just tried to stab and set me on fire.
What?
That's why I said, nigga, love. No, don't love get your blood. No, I don't want that.
You got a light bulb?
Just about to support that guy, yeah.
Yeah, that guy, I really feel like Mr. Ronnie O'Neill III. I really feel like he need to go ahead and check in, you know what I'm saying, with the Grim Reaper. let somebody throw his ass off a bridge or something. That should be getting shot by the cops. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just going to throw it out like that.
All these innocent black people getting shot by the cops. That's the nigga that need to be shot by the cops. I'm just going to say that. Just throw that out there.
Yo, bro. Did you hear my boy, Judge Joe Brown, snap about the George Floyd shit?
Oh, you talking about Derek Chauvin getting 22 years?
Nah, instead of life? They're being a martyr. They trying to build a little, they going to build this little, what's his name?
You talking about when they built the statue for him?
Yeah.
The bust?
Yeah, bro. Nigga snap, bro. But
a lot of people feel sideways about that.
Me too. But, you know, I feel the way he feel. I'm just say that.
Well, how did he feel?
That's another episode.
Nah, we can dance on top of that, but you know what I'm saying? Well, how do you feel on them building? Because I see a lot of people feel some type of way about it. How do you feel on it?
Why George Floyd? Out of all the bullshit the police done to niggas, why him? Exactly. Answer that question.
So I didn't choose to put a statue out there. No, I'm just saying.
Why not Trayvon? That shit was proven. This nigga had a candy or Arizona and some Skittles.
But that nigga wasn't a cop. Now, wasn't that George? What's his name? George? What was his name?
The one
George Zimmerman. Yeah, but he wasn't a cop.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Nah, but see, this the thing.
You know what I'm saying?
The difference between the difference between George Floyd's situation and Trayvon Martin is he was killed by a person that's supposed to protect the people, be the peacekeeper to the people. George Zimmerman. Was a motherfucker.
It's deep in there. I'm about to say the whole court system, but yeah, but we're gonna stay right here.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna stay on the cops.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I feel like.
I get what you're saying. I'll give you that point.
Okay. That's why I see, you know what I'm saying? Now,
but is
I see you said, why not Sandra Bland?
Well, I see.
Why not, you know what I'm saying? Like, Flando Castile.
See, I was about to
something like that. Now, you know what I'm saying? Something like.
We on the same accord now. We on the same frequency, nigga. You read my mind, so go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now, if you said those, you know what I'm saying?
That's who I was going to next when you said
no, that's a thing. But it's like, okay, that would be a question for the person that built it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Why did that person choose? But then again, that person, whatever his reason is, and I don't want to put a reason in that person's mouth, but it's like, at the end of the day, that person might have a special, you know what I'm saying, relationship with George, or could have had a special relationship with a friend or family of that person. You never know. You know what I'm saying? How that transpired. What I feel, you know what I'm saying, if you was going to build something in that nature, like a statue or something, you should have built a wall with names on it. You know what I'm saying? Like the vets got. You know, the wall with names on it. Yeah, that's dope. Build a wall with my build a wall with names on it of the black people they lost their lives to police brutality. No. And what I would have another wall.
I'm gonna pause you right there. Mm-hmm. That memorabilia shit you talking about.
Sick.
Okay. You don't think they'll look at that shit like a little badge on them, like, hey, yeah, son, this is
what. No, because, see, this is what I was about to say. No,
okay, because.
No, listen, you didn't let me finish.
Go ahead.
All right, so this is what I was about to say. Right before you come here, I was going to say, and you need to have something else. But I feel like there should be, even if you got, if you was a cop and you killed somebody, you know what I'm saying, like police brutality, even if you dead or in jail, I feel like there needs to be something to let everybody in the world know this person was a cop. And he killed this person. This person was a cop. And he killed this person. You feel me? So niggas, like you know how you got
missing board at Walmart type shit.
No, that sexual predators board.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Facts. You know how you got the sexual predators? List the cops that's doing shit. So niggas know when they see them. Like, so the real cops, you know what I'm saying? That's really down for the cause. So see them like, yeah, that fuck nigga, and go put in the word in the prison like, yo, stab that nigga.
But what if they don't though? Where they go protect their own?
Well, you know what they do, but you know, the police members are gangs. Like the police is a gang, so it's like they got that code. Like they got the blue wall of silence. That's what they got. That's what it's called, the blue wall of silence.
I believe
them niggas. Shit, I'm telling you, that's what it's called. Them niggas, they talk about it on YouTube. You see the cops get together and talk about it.
I don't be that type of shit on YouTube.
Shit, you be surprised. No, how you gonna beat them if you don't know what they doing?
I be on the whole type of shit.
How you gonna beat them if you don't know what they doing?
Cause I ain't trying to beat them.
You crazy? You gotta stay a step ahead. You gotta stay a step ahead, boy.
No. Trust me.
Step ahead.
I'm dialed in, but as far as just beating them like mentally, like
definitely something to think about. Something, but
have time to do mental gymnastics.
They're just a gang.
It's like the 48 Laws of Power, nigga. Like no. So you, why you reading 48 Laws of Power? Do mental gymnastics with nigga. Hey, I'm reading the Art of War. So you know what I'm saying?
It's
We on the same mission. But hey. Shit, maybe a little more discreet than you.
But see, this the thing. This war only lasts so long, power forever.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So that 48 laws of power will ride forever. That's the kicker. A war ends. You feel
that? That's a false sense of power, though.
Mm-hmm.
You got a badge. Everything, that's just like.
But see, this the thing. It's not a sense of power. That's the thing. Who said you have power? Nigga just said, yo. You're the peace person.
But that's the
You're
mentality.
Here to keep
that's
peace.
It. That's exactly what the fuck they
That's
are.
It.
A peacemaker. They're
You're
a whole
here to
nigga.
Keep peace and, up, and to uphold our rules and regulations. That's it. Exactly.
We know that.
That's it.
But they don't have that mentality. Okay. Some of them don't.
So it's like.
They Randalls. Basically.
You feel me?
They
but what it is.
Some of them don't.
It, this is what it is to be on some G shit. It's the human ass. It's the human side. That's all it is. Cause when niggas get jobs, let's not say niggas. Cause I'm pretty sure we got white listeners. And when I say niggas, I don't want them thinking, you know what I'm saying? We just talking about black people. When I say niggas, I'm talking about every fucking body. You feel me? Everything is included.
It's
all
a
colors.
Noun.
You
feel me?
All the facts. All the facts. So it's like when. Everybody. You know, it just, you know what, I'm not going to
go. Go now, finish it off. Finish it off. Finish it off. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
It's real, bro.
Oh, my stomach hurt. I'm laughing so hard. But yes, they need to put the list up, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? These are the guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, they got that blue wall of silence, you know what I'm saying? But that's how it be, you know what I'm saying? It's just they're backed by the loser of government.
Like that pedophile radar.
You said who?
They got the little. You ain't never seen the shit.
A pedophile radar?
No, I ain't never seen no shit like that. What's that?
Yeah, hold on, wait. Time out. Nigga, flag on the play.
Facts.
I just had to throw the mother flag up. Hold on.
Hold on. You must relax. That was
it. Thank you. You gotta relax, sir. First of all, you got to relax. A pedophile paid off.
Facts, nigga. What they call?
Yeah, it's
so you walking out and she.
Facts. It's on your iPhone.
No, I got my eyes on him.
No, it's like
pedophile around.
Wherever your location is, you can see.
Like, oh, basically, who the registered offenders?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I got you. Saying, I'm yeah. thinking you walking down the street like, like it's definitely him right here. He's doing it. He's definitely doing it.
You a list of people.
Oh, facts. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I'm gonna be a whole bit. Son, okay, so since we talking about that topic. Yes, sir. All right, so. You know, I like watching The Catch a Predator. That's my shit. That goddamn.
I don't understand.
Son, do you watch The Catch a Predator? That goddamn Chris Hansen, boy.
I ain't seen that shit.
That nigga's so sweet, he come out with no questions. They're like, who are you? No, the question is, who are you? What are you doing here?
So you come on out.
Yo. Oh.
Hey, we been
nice
serious,
pizza,
though.
Huh? Fact. So what are you doing here today?
Damn.
So you're just out here to see young children. Yes, it is. It is true. See, on our transcript here, we have here.
Fact.
Hey, let me rub your blank. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're doing? Goddamn Chris, boy.
Did you know she was 12?
Son, no, she told me she was 27. Well, that's impossible, because on the transcript here, you said you love young ones. You said you wear them so young, when you burp them, they throw up on your back. What?
He
heard him. He heard his feelings, boy, and I like it. Chris, kill him. I be seeing Chris get him. Because this is my thing.
That nigga, dude, he be going deep.
This one guy, right?
Catch you right in the line. What'd you say? You get all the facial expression when you catch my...
Like, do y'all know why I ended? Why I came off the air?
Catch... Oh, you talking about the... Oh.
Yes.
With the
catch
dude...
Catch Chris Hansen.
With the dude that was messaging people, that, like, sending emails, and he was...
Yes, they be looking for the little kids.
Little steam operation.
Son, do you know why I went off the air? Bruh. They was in the city. And they was getting text, you know, the message. Mm-hmm. And when they pinged the location, they found out that it was literally coming in the same city. So he like, so the cop like, well, look, we running down on him. Like, he's scared to pull up. We running down on him. It's in the city. When they look at the address, it's the damn district attorney. So what's wild?
Wow.
What's wild about this,
wow,
right?
Wow.
They pull up to his house. My man's the one to come outside. No, that he wound up killing himself. The family to my, oh, he killed himself because it's his fault. When he didn't do nothing, they made it like he did something.
What you mean?
He did do something.
He thought
he was talking to a child. He wants a child. He's nasty. He needs to go. He's nasty. Mm-hmm. People be up there talking about, oh, it's
you
wrong.
Sound like Orlando Brown. It's nasty.
It's nasty. They talking about, no lie. People be on there talking about, oh, it's, they didn't do nothing. How can you charge them? First and foremost. What you mean they didn't do nothing? If that was a child, he would have did some. They be coming there ready to give hugs. One dude came in and got undressed at the door.
Nickel.
Butt booty naked.
What?
Like, what you mean? What? They didn't do nothing. Oh, it's a setup. Like, they need to go.
Forget me, though. So you didn't come here for any activity?
No.
I just came here to just chill and do homework.
No, what killed me? This the killer. He be like, no. I just came to really see to make sure she wasn't home alone.
Facts.
What?
Facts.
That's the best lie yet.
That's
the best
lie
yet.
That's the white guy shit right there, bro. Like, come on, bro.
They got one.
Be doing like, bro, come on.
There was one guy, he bought a bracelet. I said, yo, how you stop by Tiffany and get her bracelet? Don't take your wife away. Her bracelet, I mean.
Facts.
What's wild is he got a YouTube page. He ain't talking about that was a different life. I don't do that no more.
You got a YouTube page?
Son.
Don't give out that bullshit. But yeah,
son.
You got a YouTube page.
You know I had to give him all types of middle fingers in the comments. All types of sick bastards in the comments. You know, I had to. I had. It was childish. Don't get me wrong. It was childish. It was very childish.
He's a predator.
He's a predator. No lies, son. He on there tomorrow. People call me this, that, and third, but I'm a changed man. But it wasn't like that. I was just at a hard place in my life. First of all, life can't be that. Life that hard, you got to talk to a child. You can't convince me. Life is not that hard, you got to talk to a goddamn child. Life can't be that hard. You got two hands. Nigga,
first of all,
you can buy vagina. You talking about, it's $40 for what I hear.
I don't know, back in the old day, it could have been 20.
This was like 5 or 6 years ago.
I can't do that.
Good daddy. Ain't no way in hell.
This was Backpage popping. He had a chance.
Ain't no way in hell.
I'm just saying, like, that's crazy, son.
Hey.
And people be trying to stick up for these people. Oh, they didn't do nothing. They didn't go all the way.
What you mean?
All the way is what he thought about it. When he came up in his mind and he said, this is what I'm going to do today, he left his house.
Yeah.
That was all the way for me. He needs to be shot.
My question is,
when you pass the gun line, boss, you will be shot.
Bro, you stupid.
You so much take your time to knock out and pin across that line, you will be shot.
Oh, boy.
Stop playing, son. No. You will be shot. No games, B. Stop playing. No games. We about to go on commercial break,
they,
though.
Bro, they need to bring the gun line back. Put the razor wire in the fucking bar. Bro, bring the fuck. Yes, sir.
I'm a little bad, bad bitch. Every nigga want pending. And I know how to hold my own. I fit in, cause I'm too original. Yeah, I've been it. Won't sleep in if you want the shit, yeah, yeah. Little cocky, I know. I'ma get it. Claiming anything I want. I'ma link, yeah, yeah. Cause I took too many losses. In me, I'ma get what I want, yeah. I'ma get it, get it, get it. Go get it. I'ma get it, get it, get it. A go getter. I'ma get it, get it, get it.
And flipping chicken, shorty see me on the mission. But she wasn't even tripping, cause she got her own fixin', her own pot to pissin'. She got her own bag, dubs, lames, and scallywags. Comes from the slums, comes from the rags. Building up her riches, racking up her digits. She goes and get it, Miss Independent. Miss go get her, Miss need no nigga.
I'ma get it, get it, get it. Go get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it. A go get her, I'ma get it, get it, get it. I'm gon' get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it. And now watch me kill it. I'ma get it, get it, get it. Go get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it. A go get her, I'ma get it, get it, get it. I'm gon' get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it.
Said I'm a little crazy bitch, at least I ain't no lazy bitch. Lazy bitch, he love the way I handle it. I handle shit, he love the way I talk when he inside of it. He loving what I do, he love the way I move. Little booty's mad, I got a nigga on Drew. I'ma get this money if I don't know what to do. I'ma get some money if it ain't nothing to do. Hey, I'ma get it, get it, get it. Go get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it. A go getter, I'ma get it, get it, get it. I'm gon' get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it. And now watch me kill it. I'ma get it, get it, get it. Go get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it. A go getter, I'ma get it, get it, get it. I'm gon' get it, I'ma get it, get it, get it. And now watch me kill it.
Shop at CraftyCreations1 underscore on Instagram or CraftyCreations5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
Yo, we back. Welcome back. You already know. Shout out Anaya, you know what I'm saying, with the new song, Original, featuring AZ No Fugazi. Definitely fucking with the song.
Yes, ladies. Ladies, go download.
You already know.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Summer music for you ladies.
Facts.
To your playlist.
Hot Girl Summer.
Facts.
Shout out Anaya, you know what I'm saying? We definitely rocking with the song. Definitely, though.
Facts.
Ladies, check out. You know what I'm saying? Fellas, we know y'all be listening to Ladies Who Don't Sun. Make sure y'all check out, because you definitely rocking. We definitely rocking. We definitely artists of the week. We definitely get the snaps. G shit.
Stop playing, bro.
It feels me. The factors, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to, you know, Patty Mayonnaise, Shiesty Mulatto, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he had to leave, he had family business, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that should be the title of the fucking Shiesty episode.
Shiesty Mulatto facts. That's the title of the episode, not yo.
Nigga be like,
Shiesty
Mulatto.
Shiesty Mulatto. That's son. I will never forget when I was in there.
If y'all do a fucking mixtape, bro, and y'all use that name, give us our revenge. Stop playing.
I'll never forget the day I logged into that PS4 and seen it.
That nigga sell fucking
son. One day I left my PS4 at Pat House. I love Pat today. Only bro, we can talk about him. Anybody else talk about Pat, we fucking him up. But we can talk about Pat. We the bro. Nah, he know the truth. He can defend himself when he come back next week. He can defend himself. But right now, that's what happened. I left my PlayStation 4 at his house. I get on the PlayStation 4. I come over and get on. And you know, to all my gamers or people who got PlayStation, when you log in, there's multiple profiles. I'm the only one with the profile because of my PlayStation. But, you know, he added a profile. So now there's two profiles, right? I see mine. When I scroll over, I see Milky Mulatto. What the fuck is a Milky Mulatto? Who the fuck is this?
Extra cream mulatto.
Was it? I was saw mulatto. This shit.
No, it was like mulatto rule boy.
Oh, some shit.
Yeah.
Rule boy mulatto. Mulatto was in it.
Who the fuck is Milky Mulatto? And we died, bro.
Oh, that's how the. At the end of the point, he had mulatto, and I said, "Who the fuck is Milky Mulatto?" Ever since then, y'all remember that one? Oh, what episode was it when I said that shit? I was like, "Milky Mulatto, Pat, you know I love you, good bro. Don't let these people fool you." But that mulatto shit is funny, B. His name, that nigga name is Shiesty Mulatto now. Ain't no more Patty Mayonnaise Patrick.
Oh,
Shiesty Mulatto. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Yo, be just like, yo, welcome to the Hot Box Chronicles. Yo, it's Jay. It's Nature Boy Bop. Yo, Shiesty Mulatto.
Yo, no, I'm fucking done.
No
bro.
Lie. Yo, no lie, son. Stop playing with me.
Be like, hey, mulatto, extra creamy.
No sugar. No sugar. Shiesty Mulatto, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here with it. No lie, son. I will never forget that. No lie. Shiesty Mulatto, that's the name right there. That's the name. What my boy Doughboy saying? New nickname alert.
Facts. Ain't nobody else talking
tell
about
tell me you got that light,
I lied to
him. You tell me you had that light. I hope I didn't take it.
Nigga, they took my direct. That was me, though.
Facts. Yeah, that's why I said I hope he didn't take it.
Oh, no, it's right here.
Okay, gotcha. Me and they like swimmer. Shout out.
Oh, my boy JJ.
Whew. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to shout out, you know what I'm saying, a couple of ladies. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where you been? What, bro?
What? Stop playing.
That's why I made that post the other day, bro. We taking over air, land, and the sea, bro. My ladies out there doing their thing.
What they say? When they finally know how to get the water warm, black people being there. So yeah, stop playing. Respect. First of all, you know what I'm saying?
Shakari, bro.
That's what I was just about to say. Shakari Richardson, we got to shout out Baby Girl because Baby Girl took the fuck off.
Bro, I've been following Shorty.
Took the fuck off.
Since she stepped in. Is you.
She took the fuck. No, and then what she say? Don't water. Play with me. Don't play with me.
What?
I look back at the screen like, don't fuck with her. You heard her. Don't fuck with her. No lie. Jeez, shit. She was lit. Not I said, yo. Late. And I like how she ran to her grandma. That's love right there. I said, yo, go ahead.
Nigga,
yo.
Shakari, she is turned. Simone.
Son. Bro. You know you the goat when you got your own shit. You got your own flips and shit. Like, you know you the goat. They trying to take it away from you. Oh, you can't do that flip. First and foremost, hold on, time out.
This
a flip is bad. Nigga, what? Wait a minute.
They naming this after me.
Is the flip bad? Why is it bad?
It's the bomb.
Well, everybody else ain't got the skills to do three flips.
Facts.
That's not my problem. Like, yo, you know, shout out Simone Biles. Like, facts. GOAT status. Like, you know what I'm saying? She definitely get the snaps. Definitely GOAT status. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I always forget my little shorty name from the water. In the freestyle joint. Oh.
You talking about Simone Manuel.
There you go.
Yes.
There you
she
go.
Definitely lit.
There you go.
Definitely lit because she took the fuck off also. I'm talking about killing it too.
But we got another one though, right here in the trials right now.
So you got, we got
dang, I forgot her name.
In the 800.
No, I'm talking about shot put, female shot put.
Bro,
lit.
Yeah, shorty, she turned on yesterday. After she threw that last little chart. I mean, when she went last time, she turned the fuck on. But definitely you gotta also give the price to, even though she led the team.
Shout out to all the beautiful black women that's out there fucking up the Olympics.
They killing the game though. Facts. Killing the game.
Bro. Bring it home. What? Bring it home.
Oh, track and field, that's us all day. I'm giving it to us. Like, nigga, we ain't even gotta go out there and run. That's
really
us.
Black people got all sports.
Nigga, no.
We just struggling with soccer a little bit. No, that's all.
I'm just saying, from our team and what I've been watching at the trials, nigga, our team stacked on that track and field shit. We finna take that to the house. Y'all might well give us our goals now, nigga. Like, for real,
No, I got you right here. Who won I'm about to say Super Bowl. Who won the championship?
Oh.
You think the Hawks taking it?
I'm going to walk with
the Hawks. Do it look hawkish?
I'm going to walk with the Hawks, bro.
Because the Hawks taking, that's going to be it's going to be different than Georgia. It's going to be very different.
I've never been a Hawks fan. You dig what I'm saying? I'm from Georgia.
Never been a Hawks fan.
I'm from Georgia, but I've never been a Hawks fan. I watch them. You know what I'm saying? They the home team, but that's not my team. To see them boys do something, because the Falcons, I'm tired of them niggas. I'm not a Falcons fan, first of all. I've never been a Falcons fan. They never even when Jamal Anderson was on that motherfucker. Like, I watch them, but they not my team, though. You dig what I'm saying?
No, definitely respect.
It's just the home team, man. To see them bring one to Georgia, cool. You see, the hockey, we just had to get rid of that. We couldn't do nothing. The Dream.
Yeah, they have a hockey team, the Thrashers.
They're gone.
They took that for y'all?
When
was
the last time you seen me play?
Damn. Now that I think about it.
You do the Moss.
I'm trying to think of the last time I heard about them.
There you go. You dig what I'm saying? The Braves, they always, I don't know.
Braves won the World Series, didn't they?
One.
At least y'all got something now. Nah, and the soccer team got you. Definitely hooked you up.
Oh, yeah. I was about to go. Atlanta
United.
Yeah, nigga. What? I
watched
them, bro.
Yeah, they definitely got
you. I love my sport, bro.
You can't sleep on y'all stepping up now. Y'all got
the Dream though. The Dream, Atlanta Dream, they doing their thing.
Just the Falcons is never going to.
Because the Falcons and the Braves now, they are just worried about money, nigga. I would take that money off the blanks. You already rich, sir, with the football team. Like Julio, he's gone. You dig what I'm saying? So this what you do?
You said he's what?
We get you some free legs.
Julio gone.
Yeah, you get.
They
you
got enough cap now.
You get you some young legs, some guys that are coachable, bro. For real.
Well, shit, go out there and let them know what it is.
I will. I'll be a whole fucking scout, nigga. But you think I'm finna give my brain to a team that I don't even cheer for? Hell no, nigga. If Belichick called, we can do some business.
You gotta show your worth through the Falcons first. You get them a championship, Belichick, holler at you.
I can.
You better do it like that. Shit, holler at them. Man, right. Well, hey.
Bro, my.
Yo, y'all at the Falcons stadium. Give my boy a call. He said he got what it take to get y'all a championship. And then y'all can use one. So this not it look like any means necessary type thing.
Bro, them niggas be sending. They paying people, bro, to go around and scout these guys. They're picking bullshit. They giving up picks to free up niggas. Like, no, my nigga. You need this round to get this lineman right here. You need this lineman. You dig what I'm saying? Your big guys are only going to run you for so long. I don't give a fuck how. I don't care how shaped they are. Exactly. I don't care how shaped they are. How many years they've been doing. They're going to get tired. Them legs are going to give out on their ass. You dig what I'm saying? And you got this young, fresh nigga that been knocking shit over. You know what I'm saying? And he's agile. Whoa, we need that. So you go from that tackle, you get you a good center, and then you get you some tackles. Or you can get you some tackles first to help protect the nigga, to help protect that corner. You dig what I'm saying? You can get you a center to hold out in that middle. You dig what I'm saying? The center can help out, you know what I'm saying?
Talk that talk. Should I stop you? Talk your talk.
Yeah, nigga, talk I know
talk.
What's up.
Talk your talk. I ain't stopping.
You let your offense help you. You know what I'm saying? That line gonna eat. If he ain't got a line, then what? And then niggas wilding because Tom Brady was least paid and his lineman was paid more than him. You tripping. Them niggas are gonna protect that guy to throw for 1,200 yards. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
See, come on, that type of shit. That part. And then on basketball, I tell whoa, what? They need some coaching and stop freelancing out there, bitch. For real. Old school coaching. Stop freelancing out there. Who give a fuck how many millions you got? Nigga, the fans want to see a show good enough. Like, bro, we don't want to see a 3-point shootout. You dig what I'm saying?
All the facts. Like, that's what pissed me off about watching the NBA. Like, I'd be like, son,
I would go watch a Greg Pop game any day. Ooh, that is me. Get some plays around that, bitch. You dig what I'm saying? Like, come on.
So, oh yeah, black fact. I definitely want to throw this in there. Of today, June 27th, the ticket dispensing machine was invented by Frederick Jones, a black man. Just thought y'all should know that. The ticket dispensing machine was invented by a black man today. Today.
Bro, just imagine if them got like
in the 1930s.
In like all the black inventions, if them bitches were patented. Yeah.
1939, ticket dispensing machine.
That'll be right now, the black world.
Frederick Jones.
That should be dope. But shout out to you, Frederick Jones. Yeah,
definitely. You know what I'm saying? Rest in power, King. You know what I'm saying? Definitely have to get the black facts out here right now.
That's crazy.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? The strain of, or the strain of the podcast today. This strain is called some white biscotti. You know what I'm saying?
I just had
some. Tastes like Indo.
I had some pink rice earlier.
It tastes like Indo. Mm-mm.
I don't know what Shiesty
Lotto. Yo,
Shiesty Lotto.
About to damn down to them, but Shiesty Lotto. No, but that's definitely a new name. Definitely, I'm sorry. He gonna hate me. I'm gonna be calling yo Shiesty Lotto. Man, stop calling me that shit, Day Day.
It's too funny. Too funny.
Yo, Pac gonna be mad at me.
I don't think he'll be mad though. He's gonna talk shit though.
What factuals you written up?
He's gonna talk shit though.
Oh shit.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh, but yeah, that shit about Utah really, right?
Hmm?
You know, I'm saying shit happened like a couple of days ago. I wanna say today, man, the fact. Well, I heard it today.
What?
A Utah cop, you know what I'm saying? You see, you know what I'm saying? Pull the car over, you dig what I'm saying? Get some car, stolen car type shit. Bro, so 9-year-old and her 4-year-old sister in the whip, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are y'all doing with the whip? The nigga say, bro, we just wanted to leave and take off a ride. They just wanted to take a road trip. So the little 9-year-old sister grabbed the 4-year-old and bounced. It's like, we gone. Parents woke up. Excuse me. Parents woke up looking for their shit. Gone. Stretched out on the highway. Crazy part is, shorty was whipping like a grown woman whipping. Like, yeah.
Oh, so she didn't play Midnight Club Double Dish. What you tell him?
She didn't play with the controller. She had the foot pedal in the
shirt. She didn't play Midnight Club Double Dish. What you tell me?
Yes, sir.
Need for speed. But nah, you see them videos with them young kids were shooting at the cops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were shooting at the cops. They was out here shooting at the cops. Had a whole shootout. They wound up shooting the girl, injured the girl, and the boy turned himself in. 14 years old.
A Miami casino. The nigga had a whole shootout, bro.
Yeah. I heard about that.
I left a nigga slumped. Yo, like, yeah, he was.
As I said, the gun violence is wild right now. Like, it's getting out of
hand. Is it? That like, shit crazy.
I love New York. That's my hometown. Don't get me wrong. But they out of hand. Like, summer is not nice right now in New York. Like, it's wild. You know what I'm saying? I just watched a video. Dude run the block shooting at the dude. Dude trying to use the kids as human shields. Like,
yo.
Yeah.
So that was in NY?
Yeah, that was in New York.
Nigga, I seen that, yo. But
in the Bronx. What Charlamagne always tell you? The craziest people come from where? Florida, all of Florida and the Bronx.
I got a question. I mean, it's not a question, it's really a statement. I just respect homie for not hitting the kids and hitting who we really wanted. But it's still some bullshit, though.
He was just shooting. That nigga wasn't aiming. He was shooting. And this how you... I knew he wasn't... He didn't know how to shoot because he was doing this.
Fact, like,
you're trying to throw the bullets at him?
When dude land on the ground? Yeah. He was doing
that. That's what I said. Yeah, he could have shot them kids. Just he didn't know how to shoot.
Well, he did hit them.
I don't think the dude dead, though. I think he just shot. He shot him in the back, but he shot mostly in the legs.
That's his
dude. All that shooting, you shoot him in the legs, that's crazy. That's what I said. Like, come on. He could have shot other people. Like, these young cats.
Bring back the fights.
They don't believe in that. That's
shit, just, bro.
That's sad. Niggas don't like to go night-night. That's too
bad. But rare. you still get to live. It ain't long night-night.
They don't like the embarrassment that come with it. They'd rather risk their freedom and be in jail for years on end with a bunch of men and no vajayjay, no punani, no coochie, no why, no split, no box, just straight niggas.
Straight They like that.
That's what I said. They wild.
My question, honestly, I think your old lady, you know, you did lose. You got an L. You dig what I'm saying? I think she, you know what I'm saying? You took it like a man, my nigga.
Not even that. Like,
what the most she can do?
What I always say.
She'll, I think she'll
still I want to know, when the fuck did it become gangster to go to jail? It was gangster when niggas was running for, like, what made it cool was when you was out of jail. Niggas like, yo, son, he ain't go to jail yet.
That's
he
the coolest motherfucker. Yeah.
Like, yo, he's beating the police. That's lit. These niggas be going to jail. It's like, yo, my nigga made it. What? When did that become cool? That, like, to my young people, son, like, that is not cool. That is not the wave. Like, the wave is to stay out of jail, not be in it. These, y'all so bad, y'all are filling up the jail. These niggas is running out of space. That is something to think about. Like, son, like,
they building more private prisons for you motherfuckers.
No, that's not private prisons. That's concentration camps. That's what they're building, concentration camps. You must relax. You niggas gotta relax. You young brothers, young kings, must relax. Niggas,
bro.
Like, come on, y'all wildin'.
I don't understand this.
Every time somebody sneezes, a body dropping.
It's crazy. Like, what would them niggas? Look, what would you do? If you pull that bitch out and it didn't go off, and this nigga just swung on you.
Son.
Now you gotta fight. There's
videos like that.
You gotta fight.
I done seen videos where a dude pull out the gun and go to shoot and the gun jam. Dude take the gun from him, unjam the gun, and start shooting him with his own gun.
No, I ain't talking about shooting. I'm talking about...
I done seen dudes take the gun and beat him up.
You just gotta fight. Let that shit out. You got a black eye, nigga. You gotta let that shine go down in 3 days. Like,
a week.
You got a doctor there, bitch. I don't know. I ain't never had a shine.
A week? Shit. You get a black eye, that's a week. You gotta think about discoloration, the true, puffiness.
True.
You gotta think about it. There's a lot that goes into that. You just ain't worried about no bruise. You got a whole swelling that needs to go down. That's a week. And some change, maybe. To be a whole honest man with you.
It's all... ain't tripping. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind
the fight. As I said, it's wild. Like, all that shooting for what? That just show... they can't fight and they scared.
What are they scared of though?
To get embarrassed. They scared to get beat up. They scared to go back for the rematch and get beat up again.
So you don't think she gonna like you no more? She gonna block you on Instagram.
Yeah.
She gonna block y'all snap.
Yeah.
What?
That's what she thinking.
That's what it. So about likes now. Bro, get the fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I used to work at the plant. I had a young dude I was training. He was probably like 19 or 20. No loss. I forgot how we got in a conversation. I said, well, you know, y'all generation's different. I said, how y'all be talking to females? He said, oh, I speak to every female through the DM. I said, wait, what? He said, every female speaks to the DM through the DM. Mm-hmm. I said, you don't speak to them face to face? He said, now who does that?
What?
I said, damn, you don't converse with a woman face to face? He was like, nah, I just go through the DM. Like, so it's all about just online dating now. That's scary. Like, you know, I see why you're getting catfished and kidnapped.
You know what used to be the scariest part to me, bro? You don't wrote that note, you don't folded it all nice and neat. From me to you.
Sign.
Like,
sign.
You gotta go walk it to her and give it to
sign.
Her. Like,
nigga, what?
Who looking? Like, nigga, what?
You knew you was in the game when you got the letter back.
The facts, nigga, stomach be
so
bubbly,
I knew girls
bro.
That didn't even write back. Like, that. You bring it to them, they dead ass look at you.
You facts, baby.
They throw that shit straight in the trash.
Read that bitch, look.
Or they hit you with this right here.
Ooh.
Excuse me, teacher, here you go. Ooh. They passing notes. They read it out loud. You sick, boy. You embarrassed in class. Like, damn. Yo, and I thought that line was hot.
I've been liking you since the first day of school.
Yo, you embarrassed yourself.
You know, last week we was matching and didn't even know it. Like, that look. Type of time. Like, what?
I'm telling you.
That's crazy, though.
Like, get embarrassed real quick.
What?
Life changed. Now you hate school.
You dropping out. Fuck.
Now you hate school. Jesus shit, bro.
Dropout now?
Life used to hit very different back then.
Nigga, what?
Dude, I say, yo, these young ones
you
need
know
to
the
relax.
Crazy part? Elementary school, nigga, you ain't changing no class, so you gonna see her all day long. You gonna change a book, but she ain't changing no class. You gonna be sitting right there with Shorty all day. Tomorrow's gonna be a bad day. She gonna look my way, I'm gonna wave. Your bitch need to study you. Like, she's still. Yo.
Thank you.
It's cold out here.
You know, it's cold out here for real.
I'm no just lie. Saying, that's the type of shit. You gotta see her eat lunch with the boy she like.
Son.
And y'all in the same class. You got to see this. Come on now. You got to see her swing with the nigga on the swing, bro.
You out here, you know
what
that means?
Chuck that shit out of them niggas.
Try again.
Facts.
You feel me? Well, you know what's crazy, son? I was just thinking about this. I was reading it the other day. Michael Jackson.
What's up?
Has been gone. Going on 12 years, baby. I seen that shit, bro. The GOAT has been gone. Going on 12 years.
I don't know, bro.
Well, every time I think about it, it breaks my heart that Mike's gone. And then Kobe and Prince. I said, Jesus. You're taking them too fast, God.
What about OJ? No, I just can't.
Stop. They say, what about R. Kelly? I'll check R. Kelly tonight. Any day.
You know what R. Kelly thinks on me right now? I'm stupid. You saved me by R. Kelly.
Braid my hair. What you mean?
No lie,
son. I definitely thought about it. Listen, yo, it really has been 12 years since Mike been gone, B. That's definitely something. That's what's wrong with the world, B. Think about it. It makes perfect sense, B. Think about it now. Ever since Michael Jackson passed away and there was no more Hit the World type songs, everything went to shits. Think about it. Everything went to shits. Every time something went wrong, my boy dropped the Hit the World, everything went back to normal. Everything was okay.
Awesome. That's a positive vibration.
Come on, son. I'm telling you.
Real shit, nigga. People.
I'm telling you.
I ain't gonna just say niggas.
So think about it.
Everybody need to get their shit together, bro. Cause what we, how y'all niggas acting out here, boy? You better get ready for them goddamn robots and martial law. Then what you gonna do then? That's some real ass shit, though. For real. What y'all gonna do then?
Float.
That's about the fuck you gonna do.
I want you to. Float on.
That's what they gonna be doing. Cause
this is stupid, like, bro. Y'all just gotta. I don't know, man. Y'all will get the one day.
So, they're making a new COVID vaccine. You taking it?
Can you please stop talking about that bullshit? For real. That shit is stupid,
I'm
bro.
I'm just saying. I was supposed to my grandma. Grandma said.
Yeah, I'll get it when I take the flu shot. How about that?
First of all, you know, I ain't never take a flu shot.
Exactly. My point. Thank you.
And I hate to sound like that, but I was watching.
When measles come back.
What's the white boy's name?
When measles and chicken pox come back, I'll take it.
Shit, they got them in the cut somewhere in the box.
Now watch next year, that shit pop up.
What's the white boy's name that got the show No Jumper?
That's Adam.
Yeah. He going to say he feel like people are selfish for not getting a vaccine.
Because I love myself.
I said, first of all. Just because you got the vaccine because of whatever you went through, how the fuck am I selfish?
That shit's stupid.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for giving your grandma a mystery drug. Mm. Like, what? God, like, come on, I'm not finna take that shit. Like, come on.
That shit is fucking
niggas
burning,
is wild.
Bro.
Like, niggas can call it what they want. Selfish what? I'm pretty sure there's one person in this world that's immune to that shit. When they get that person's blood to make the
they
virus or whatever.
You
said who?
They already got it.
I don't need rabbit's blood.
Bro, I'm telling you, anything man made is a cure for.
Of course, it's man made. Anything's.
There you go.
I know that. You feel me?
So it's in the cut.
Huh?
It's in the cut. They just don't. They won't let this shit ride for about.
Like I always say, what happened to chicken pox?
This shit popped out when like early 2020.
What? COVID hit. Slick. Slick. Probably like
late 19,
February.
Early.
Some shit. Right?
Okay,
yeah,
say
February, March. I want to say. That's crazy.
2023, though. Watch what's happening.
You said 2023?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time from that. This nigga said 2023.
Nigga, watch this shit. I believe gonna hear about this shit no more.
What?
They gonna,
alright. Now, did you watch Million Dollars Worth of Game with Lou Williams?
Sorry, not yet. It's only recommended to watch.
Son, he said he was the sixth man twice in selling make over $10 million. I said, wow. There's no way. He said that's how he fell out of love with the game. I said, I believe that. I said, but damn,
because
like
it's not the game. It's
he said it's business. Yep, no, he said it's business.
Nigga, you all gonna learn that talent and get you to that business.
That shit is business. I said, bro, get the fuck
that's
out of here.
That's why we look at TV and be like, nigga, I can hoop better than this nigga, or I can do this better than this nigga.
He just had that extra bread to get him where he had to go. That extra, the talent. Dig what I'm saying?
That shit is crazy.
That's with a little extra promotion. So,
yeah. And this my thing. I'm like, shit, y'all close to winning the championship. You tell me your next year your contract is poop. You might need to find a new profession. You might need to be a football player or something.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, no, they say, you know, they say 87% of restaurants fail in the first year. Man, I don't want to be a part of that.
What if we there 20%?
You right.
Until you try.
So you damn sure right. You know what I'm saying? I would never tell a brother not to try.
Try that shit.
You damn
if
sure right.
If you cross your mind, you can do it.
Yeah, anything can be done if you put your mind to
it. There
you go. Right, she told the bitches you can do it, put your back into it.
White bitches did it for years, now they twerking.
Look.
They went from back popping to
show stopping.
They went from popping backs look, to twerking. They out here
trying
with
to twerk.
They out here with
it. Trying to twerk. Out here casseroling it.
You stupid.
The shit. I be sitting there looking at them like, oh no, that you could see there's a cultural difference in twerk. I think about it.
You're foolish.
So think about it.
I don't know, bro. It's like to me, I'm finna talk on their world, not in my world. In their world,
the miles of Caucasus world.
This is what I see. You went from trying to not be us to being trying to be us. Really, you just get tans. You go all out for real, for real. Trying to get melanated, which is never gonna be in you. Like, I don't understand it. Like.
They got words they don't want people to say. We say don't say nigga. Why we can't say that? Why? Why we can't say nigga? Why do you want to say it? I don't know, but why we can't say it? Like what? You're confused. You don't need to say it.
World is dumb and shit. You can say it if you want to. I don't care.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Because if you can say it around a group of niggas and get away with it, then hey, that's the right ones.
Shit. No, you know, son. You know what be funny?
What's
like, it'd be funny, but then again, it's like, it's kind of like, oh my God. When I be seeing the motherfucking two white boys fighting, what up, nigga? Do something, nigga. What up? Bro, what up, nigga? Do something. I be sitting there like,
you're right. Look at this shit here.
Look at this
shit.
Look at this shit. You're exactly.
Stupid right now.
Exactly.
Ignorant bitch. You're ignorant. Go ahead. Keep saying
it. Like, what? What the fuck? Come on. Bust a fucking move, nigga. What?
Shit.
Yeah, I represent like, these suburbs hard.
Like that word right
don't come
there,
to
like,
this cul-de-sac.
What? You want to try to use that bitch to raid motherfuckers to use it on yourself. It's a cool
come on,
term
sir,
when
thank you.
Use it. Like, what?
Come on,
what?
Thank you.
Make up your mind.
Son, that's how I know
who's
we the
confused
that's how here? I know we the coolest motherfucking race
who's
there
confused?
Is.
Confused? Yeah, of course.
We're the coolest ethnicity there is, should I say. The color, however they want to put it. If it's melanated, it's lit. Okay.
How about that's what you say? Cause my Spanish people, my
oh yeah, shout out to my brown brothers
and
sisters.
They're too laid back, bro. Like, dude, they're learned.
No, they be lit. You to my laid back.
No,
they be
getting
shit popping.
I know they get it popping.
Look,
but
don't
I'm
get it twisted. All my Hispanics, shout out, John.
No, when
we know.
I say they laid back, I'm talking about cool. They do niggas like niggas. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They like us.
You shit.
I don't get a twist, nigga. I know how they get it popping.
Well, fact, that's how I tell all my Hispanic people. Look, trust. Don't let that motherfucking government get y'all twisted. They got y'all on the bottom with us too. Don't get twisted. Look, come on.
If you ain't them, you know.
Look, you ain't finna tell no Spanish person they ain't no black. They ain't black.
My question.
They don't work like that.
Nah, I'm talking about if you ain't white.
Yeah. Oh
yeah. That's how they.
Factuals. Like
my question is, how do they? You know, a white grandson pull up to their racist granddad, or they'll pull up to their granddad house near a booming some little Uzi or some shit. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying,
Uzi.
Like, his granddad, I'm just saying the generation type shit. He went from his granddad generation, and, you know, he got the little rebel flags and shit, even though I know what it means for them, other shit. He got this little clan shit hanging up. I'm talking about he done got the whole nine. He's with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, after generations, you know what I'm saying, living, his grandson pull up, like I said, bumping some Uzi Vert, you know what I'm saying? Or some I don't know, some other shit. I don't know who else out here fly like that. Some J. Cole or some Kendrick. You did on some spoken word type shit.
Nah, you right. I seen a post. Nah, I don't know if I seen a post or somebody told me. They said, you ever thought about this? They said, when a white woman has a child with a black man, the child learns white ways.
Yeah.
When a black woman has a child with a white man, the child learns black ways.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Nigga, put your foot down. Off the muscle, the first thing I thought was, I think somebody told me that. The first thing I said, well, damn, niggas ain't putting their foot down. How you quick to run to the other side, nigga, tomorrow you want to be a man, can't put your foot down over there.
Man,
how you sound? You sound stupid. You sound stupid. Somebody need to come to your house and be like, sheesh. No lie.
Oh, man.
No lie. And that's on Mulatto. Fuck you talking about.
You stupid.
The Shiesty Lotto. Shout out to the bro. But that's how we end it for the night. You already know. Y'all be easy.
Be safe like that, y'all.
Peace and love as always. This song's dedicated to my homie in that gangster lane. Oh.